Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll meet the director of Eau Claire County's Meals on Wheels program as they serve hundreds of meals daily Monday through Friday throughout the county. They're in need of drivers. Yes, calling all volunteers. And also, we'll go back to Generations Academy on the west side of Eau Claire in their new building. More visits we had at their student marketplace last Saturday. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Eau Claire County's Meals on Wheels program is in need of volunteers, volunteer drivers. I spoke this week with Betsy Hank, Eau Claire County Aging and Disability Resource Center manager, who oversees the Meals on Wheels program, the senior dining program, and volunteer management. I began by asking, all right, so give me kind of the broad overview of the Meals on Wheels program, how many people it's serving, how many volunteers you have, and how many you need.
Sure. So Eau Claire County Meals on Wheels delivers hot, ready-to-eat meals Monday through Friday around lunchtime. We deliver throughout the entire county of Eau Claire using 29 different routes. 26 of those routes are delivered by volunteers. So we use upwards of 150 different volunteers every week in order to make sure that our meals are delivered to our participants. And so we are always looking for new volunteers to be able to help fill in some of those gaps, especially during wintertime. It gets a little more challenging in making sure that we have enough volunteers to cover all of our routes. But it is something that can be done alone, or it can be done with a partner or a spouse or friend. And so typically for our Meals on Wheels volunteers, they go to a central location to pick up the meals that are already prepackaged and ready to go. It takes about an hour to an hour and a half for them to make each delivery, stop and have a chit-chat with the participant, make sure they're doing okay. And then once they're all done with their deliveries, they bring the coolers back to the same pickup location that they grabbed them from, and they leave them there.
What is the window of time that you need people, and about how many meals is the average person distributing? And then you're looking for people to do this like once a week?
Sure. So we have pickup times vary based on the three locations that we have for volunteers to come and pick up from. But typically it's done anywhere between 10:45 a.m. and our last route is done by 1 o'clock. Each route itself we try to keep to be about an hour to an hour and a half. So the volunteers are delivering typically on average, I would say, about 16 meals on each route. Some routes are bigger just because they're in more of a condensed area of town, and others are fewer just because they might be delivering to more of the outskirts of the city of Eau Claire. Overall, each day, Monday through Friday, we deliver approximately 400 to 450 meals throughout the county.
Betsy Hank, that is absolutely amazing. Please say that again so we can make sure to take note.
Yes, so we deliver anywhere between 400 and 450 meals throughout the county of Eau Claire.
Every day?
Yes.
So Monday through Friday, you take a weekend break or what?
Yep, so our meals are only delivered Monday through Friday. The participants can order extra meals throughout the week in order to have, frozen meals through the weekend, but we cook and distribute Monday through Friday.
Wow, I imagine you hear from your drivers how deeply rewarding it is to serve in this way.
Yes, absolutely. We get a lot of our volunteers, it just is a really great way to give back to the community. It feels really good doing it, and everybody that sees you is excited to see you and happy to see you when you come for the delivery, so it makes it, such a great and rewarding program.
Hmm. And so what are some of the routes that you need people for right now?
So we are very flexible with our scheduling as far as our volunteers go. So we have a lot of individuals, when they volunteer, they'll deliver on the same route the same day each week, and they do it once a week. And that way it's nice because you get to know the people that you're delivering to. Your route stays pretty consistent, and so you kind of start to develop that relationship with those participants. And then we have some volunteers who maybe have a little bit less time, and they're delivering once or twice a month. We're very flexible as far as how often somebody wants to volunteer. And so we are looking for anybody that has any amount of time that they want to give back, and we can always coordinate and work with them to make sure that it's mutually beneficial.
And where do they have to go out to pick up the meals?
So we have three different pickup locations throughout the city of Eau Claire. And we have one at the Ellie Phillips Senior Center. We have one at St. John's Heritage Apartments and another pickup location at London Square Apartments.
And what time are they supposed to pick up the meals?
So depending on which pickup location they're delivering from, it's anywhere between, there's a pickup time at 10:45 at St. John's Heritage Apartments, 11:10 at the Senior Center, and 11:20 at London Square Apartments.
What about the snow? I imagine that the snow, I mean, in terms of that inclement weather, I mean, I know in cancellations sometimes there'll be like no meals on wheels today, and so you're not asking people to be Sergeant Preston of the Yukon.
Correct. We do typically follow the Eau Claire Area School District as far as snowstorms, ice storms, extreme temperatures. We do close on those days as well, so that our volunteers aren't having to charge out in those big snowstorms.
How long have you served as the ADRC manager who's been responsible for the Meals on Wheels program?
Yeah, so I've been in charge of the Meals on Wheels program for 4 years now.
And what do you have to say about it 4 years in?
It's a wonderful program. It's a great way to ensure health and safety of our community, and has just been a great program to get to know better.
Would Betsy Hank even consider people who are only looking to volunteer once a month as a Meals on Wheels driver?
Yeah, absolutely. So our process for becoming a Meals on Wheels volunteer is we just have a short application we have everybody fill out, and we also run a background check on all of our volunteers.
Uh-huh.
So that paperwork just needs to get filled out. Once I receive that, we do a new volunteer orientation with myself. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on questions and things like that, and then we can talk about scheduling.
Have you had problems with drivers? Have you had to let people go? What kind of issues or problems or difficulties have you had to deal with?
Our volunteers are wonderful. They're all angels, and our program could not function without them. And so our biggest problem is that we just don't have enough of them.
What about like mileage, and is that compensated? Is that just kind of put forth as a volunteer then?
That's a great question. We do reimburse mileage at the IRS rate for our volunteers as well.
What kind of health condition are the people who are on the receiving end of things? What kind of condition are they in? I guess I thought a lot in terms of the drivers, that's what your need is. But I guess obviously if somebody wants to be on the program, they could similarly reach out, right?
Correct. So in order to be eligible for Meals on Wheels, you need to be at least 60 years old or older. You need to live in Eau Claire County, and then you are essentially homebound is kind of our criteria. You don't do a lot of driving. Maybe you only go to your doctor's appointments, but otherwise you don't have a lot of means for transportation or the ability to cook for yourself.
Now, for other people, if they are interested, then where do they go to get more information and let you know that they'd like to be considered as a Meals on Wheels driver for Eau Claire County?
Absolutely. So they can either call our office at the ADRC at 715-839-4735, or they can always visit our website as well, eauclaireadrc.org, to fill out a volunteer application.
Again, that's eauclaireadrc.org. Go there for more information if you'd like to volunteer as a Meals on Wheels driver in Eau Claire County. Finally, in our remaining moments on this week's program, we go back to Generations Academy, the third-year school, which just moved to its new building on the west side of Eau Claire off Claremont Avenue. They had their student marketplace just last week, where RCU had come in and helped give entrepreneurial coaching to their junior high and high school kids, and then did some evaluating the day before the marketplace on Friday, December 1st. Tying for first place in that competition was Schneider Polzine, who had a gutter cleaning business he's starting, and Easton McBride, who's had a vision for his own coffee shop. Was this kind of the first day to try it out?
It is, and we're hoping to pursue it throughout the entire year.
So talk about the work that went into this, and what do you all have available?
We have put a lot of work. We've done construction. We've done a lot of research and recipes and perfecting. We really do a lot of coffees. focusing more on the hot and cold. We also do smoothies, lemonades, teas, frappuccinos, almost anything you could think of.
Do you have a favorite drink?
I do. It's the flavored lemonades, specifically peach, but no one seems to like that as much. But yeah, it's definitely my favorite.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
I am in ninth freshman.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you love Generations Academy?
I do. It's generally a great school. It's definitely helped my vision and dreams of owning a coffee shop definitely come true, and I'm very, very happy about it.
Huh. And what about this Marketplace Day?
It's very impressive, honestly. I'm impressed with a lot of the learners. They've put together a ton of great businesses, and I'm glad that I'm not the only one who's getting an opportunity to make a business and seeing others happy with their products as well.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. And when you say a vision toward a coffee shop, I mean, do you have more specific ideas beyond?
Yeah, so when I am out of school, I want to really start a food truck, potentially going bigger. I really want to take my life pursuing and building a coffee shop up from the ground. And I believe this is kind of a starting point, which I owe a lot to Generations Academy.
Look out, Starbucks.
Wait, what?
I said, look out, Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What would you call yours?
My shop's name is Espresso. It's with an X instead of an E and an S.
Easton McBride and his Espresso coffee shop at Generations Academy. We wish him well. Here's another student whose path I crossed. So, Maisie Polzine, so how old are you? What grade are you in?
I am 16, almost 17, and I'm a launch padder in Generations Academy.
Okay. So, a launch pad, so you don't have a grade or what?
Launch pad is seniors, it's all of high school, but I'm a junior.
Okay. And so, here at the Marketplace, what do you all have on your table?
I have candles, and I crocheted a lot of things.
Yeah, what are some of the things you crocheted?
I have some pillows, baby blankets, stuffed animals, bandanas, wash rags.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably the baby blankets and the little cows.
Now, you come from a very entrepreneurial family. So, do you aspire to be in business? Or?
Well, this is a business fair, so I do enjoy it. But I don't think this would be like a long-term thing. But it's very fun at the moment.
So what do you want to do beyond high school?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Fair enough. So how difficult is it to make the candles?
The candles are probably the easiest part. The crocheting is...
Okay.
Yeah, you have to really prepare for that.
Huh, that's great. That's great. So you get to develop those skills. And how have the people been reacting to your items?
The little kids really love the stuffed animals. Yeah. And the parents really like the other things like the bags and washcloths.
And finally, at last week's Student Marketplace at Generations Academy on the west side of Eau Claire, I came across a ninth grader, Wyatt Pladson, who seemed quite accomplished at woodwork.
I made woodworking stuff, cutting boards, charcuterie boards, chess set.
Wow. How old were you when you developed this skill?
13.
How did you learn how to do this?
YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what's the cost on some of this?
What do you mean?
Like, how much do different items cost? Like, the, you know, what's available? If you were kind of marketing this on the radio,
Everything up to $350.
So, for instance, say the chessboard is such.
Chessboard's $350. I got a butcher block for $140. All my smaller cutting boards are $30, and some small charcuterie boards for $20.
They really look good and smooth and everything.
Yeah. I sanded it up to $350. Spent a lot of time on it.
So after today, if things don't sell, then where do you make them available?
I'm going to make a website. Sell it on that.
And finally, wrapping up my visit at Generations Academy last Saturday at their student marketplace, I caught up with parent Bill Anderson, who talked about the journey his son Eli has had at the school.
Our son Eli has been coming to the school since it opened. He was a sophomore. He's a senior this year. He really, really struggled all his years through the public school system, and we were just kind of at our wits' end trying to figure out what we're going to do when we heard about Generations Academy. And so thought, you know, it's kind of a last-ditch effort, so we set up the interview to see if he could be accepted, and he was. And the first year was a real struggle. It was a big culture change. He struggled with it. But by the end of the school year, he really, really wanted to be here. And so he got behind in his school work throughout the year, and Roxanne and his guide Brady came together with a plan. Hey, if you throughout the summer, if you get all your stuff caught up, you will be able to stay. And so he did that. But like teenagers, he lollygagged through it. And 2 weeks before the end of the school year or the end of the summer, he had to darn near make up the whole school year's worth of work. But he got it done. And Brady, I think, I don't know that there's another human that could have guided Eli like Brady has, with grace and love. When leadership here at the school and when the guides look at you and say they love your child, you know they do. And the love that they've shown Eli has been amazing. And he had a hiccup the end of last school year. We didn't know if he was going to be able to come back here for his senior year, and he sat down with Roxanne before the beginning of the year, and they determined that he could come back. And you know, he still struggles a little bit with getting his stuff done on time, but it's amazing. The kid, if 4 years ago you would have asked me if he's going to go to college, I'd have told you no way. And he has applied to Life Leadership College by Milwaukee. And looks like he's going to be going there in the fall to learn how to be a worship leader.
Amazing.
It is the school and everything that they have done for our kids is, you just watch the love. And you come here, I don't know how many parents around have gone and picked their kids up from the public schools. But you see the kids coming out and you don't see a ton of joy on their face. Every day I get to come here. I come here after work and try to help out around the building a little bit. And I see all these kids running around, and they're happy to be here. And what an amazing difference that makes in the life of the children and in the life of the parents raising them.
Bill Anderson, a parent of Eli, a student at Generations Academy on the west side of Eau Claire. And again, earlier in the program, we heard from Betsy Hank. She is the Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager for Eau Claire County, overseeing the Meals on Wheels program, the Senior Dining and Volunteer Management. Again, if you'd like to volunteer as a Meals on Wheels driver, learn more at EauClaireADRC.org. That's EauClaireADRC.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Good night.